A high pass to Kessler. Over to Jones. It dribbles across the mid-block. Forced to give it up to Thomas. Thomas from the top of the key on the run. Left-hand shot too strong. And South Iron has the rebound. Micken dribbles right into Thomas. Thomas got caught reaching a little too much. And that'll be her first foul. Trinity Thomas, just a sophomore for Scott County. Averaging 9.3 points a game, shooting 37% from the field as Ayers comes back in for Alexander for the Panthers. Only one senior between the two teams on the floor. It's Allie Wilfong. She's situated on the left side. Ayers about 10 feet to her right at the top of the key. Back over to Wilfong. Wilfong down low to Brooks. Brooks at the crease, kicks it out near side wing, just inside the perimeter. Ayers short on that one. And it's Scott County the other way. Chance to tie with a two, take the lead with a three. The pass to the near side corner from Jones is deflected by Wilfong, almost stolen by Wilfong, but she chased it out of bounds, stepped on that line as she tried to save it. Checking in for the first time for the Bravettes, it is number 23, Hannah Bode. Bode to Thomas. Thomas picks up her dribble on the wing, up top to Kessler. Kessler, back far side to Bode. Two dribbles, picked it up, delivers a pass to the elbow, and the bounce pass by Meeker down low to Thomas. Her shot is blocked. South Iron the other way, 60 seconds left in quarter number one. The score is 9-7, South Iron. Far side, Wilfong to the free throw line. Micken, one dribble into her shot. Took two rolls off the rim, no good. And chasing the rebound in the far corner was Kessler. No one's picking her up as she goes from the back to the front. Delivers a pass to Bode inside the baseline, or on the baseline on that far corner. Her shot is short. Ayers the other way, kicks it out. Open three, Micken. No, way off the mark, airballed it. Along the near side baseline, Miller gets the rebound, draws a double on the drive. She was blocked into stepping out of bounds. And that call will go against the Bravettes. And it will go against Dorita Meeker. That is Meeker's first. Dara Miller to take a seat. Hannah Alexander will line up at the near side right elbow as Wilfong inbounds it down low. Nice little play there. Micken easy off the glass. And Ashley Micken with all 11 for South Iron. They lead 11-7 with 18 seconds to go. Nice pass from the block down low to Kessler. Her shot is blocked. South Iron the other way with 10 seconds. Micken, top of the key. Near side corner for Ayers. Ayers saves it from going out of bounds. 5 seconds, dribbles across the paint, kicks it out. Alexander, three-point try from the far corner. It's strong rebound with 0.2 seconds left. No shot coming from Hannah Bode. And that will conclude the first quarter. South Iron up 6-0 early on, then a 7-0 run for Scott County, countered by another 5-0 run for the Panthers. They lead it 11-7 over Scott County Central. We'll be back in 30 on J98.
The Monster Energy Supercross 2017 season is here. On race day, preparation turns into determination, and the world's greatest riders give it everything they've got.
It's all about going to battle, you know, for you. You know, you're the guy that lays it on the line.
I want to see all that heart you got. Here comes a gate drop.
Get tickets at participating Yamaha dealers and at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply. Monster Energy Supercross, coming to the Dome at America Center April 1st.
Matt Greenwood for J98 at Van Buren High School, home of the Bulldogs and hosting the Class 1 state quarterfinal round. Scott County Central, South Iron looking for a chance to get to the Final Four in the state tournament. It is South Iron with an 11-7 lead at the end of one period. Second quarter just about to begin. And at the midcourt stripe on the near side to inbound, it is Kessler to the back court volleyball line for Thomas. Thomas with a left-hand dribble crossing the timeline. To her right for Coffey. Coffey is long on the elbow jumper. And the rebound to South Iron. Dara Miller brings the ball up the floor. Wilfong behind her. Dara Miller switches from right to left and over to Ayers. Ayers back to Miller, left wing. Miller off one dribble to Ayers near side. Dribbles into the paint. Picked up her dribble. Hand on the ball. Forced to give it up to Miller. And what do we have here? We have three in the key called on Jada Brooks. It's a turnover for the Panthers. 7:31 to play in the second quarter. We want to thank Missouri Alliance Mutual in St. Genevieve and Perryville and New Era Bank in Farmington for sponsoring this state quarterfinal. Thomas skies a pass over the outstretched arms of Miller. They'll work it around the perimeter. Will the Bravettes down into the mid block on the right side for Daniel. Her shot is too strong, and South Iron chases the rebound on the far left sideline. Panthers moving from left to right in this first half. Will Fong on the near side corner to our right. Back up top to Miller. Miller drives left, back to her right. Forced to give it up to Will Fong. Will Fong, cross-court pass, far left side. Three-point try. Too strong off the back iron from Micken. Tip rebound out to the near sideline and recovered by Ayers. Another chance for South Iron to put points on the board as they lead it 11-7 with 6:45 to go. Micken on the elbow up top to Miller. Miller, that's not her range. Gets it to the right hand of Micken inside the paint. Micken with a short turnaround 7-footer. No good, but she is fouled. And Micken will toe the line for two. And South Iron is relying on Micken for all their points in this game so far. 15.5 points per game this season for Micken. After that made free throw, she is just 3 points shy of that average. Second free throw coming, and that one rolls off the right side of the rim. Rebound on the near side, on the near baseline for Will Fong. South Iron, another chance to extend their lead. Brooks fumbles with the ball. Still finds the hands of Miller just inside that volleyball attacking line. Over to Will Fong on the near side wing. Soccer-style pass, cross-court, left baseline, Miller. Miller wants to drive on Kessler. Can't do so she pulls it back up top to the key. Still defenders following her around. Finally, on the right side of the lane, kicks it out to the corner for Will Fong. Her three-point try is off the mark, and it will be last touched by Briasia Jones. Will Fong to inbound, braided hair and all, to Micken on the far wing. Micken to Ayers. South Iron settling things down here with 6 minutes left in the second quarter, up 12-7. Brooks on the elbow, turns around, finds Micken. Micken on the drive, right side of the paint, gets underneath the basket, finds Brooks. Brooks got away with a travel, missed the right-hand layup, no good. Off the hands of Daniel, another possession for South Iron. They've had the ball basically this entire second quarter, minus one possession for Scott County. To inbound it way up to the top for Micken was Will Fong. Near side wing for Miller. Miller shifts from right to left, back up top to Ayers. Back over to Miller, top of the key to Micken. Micken's a line drive pass to Will Fong, knocked away, chased at the midcourt stripe, almost an over and back by Miller. She maintains possession for the Panthers. To Ayers, dribbles right between five defenders, missed a shot. There is Jada Brooks with the offensive board and the putback. And someone not named Ashley Micken on the South Iron Panthers is on the board. 14-7, South Iron after that made bucket by Brooks. Near side wing as Scott County goes from right to left, and just inside the free throw line was Coffey, who traveled. Timeout called on the floor, 14-7 South Iron, 5:05 to go in this second quarter. You're listening to coverage of the Class 1 state quarterfinals on J98.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Matt Greenwood for J98 South Iron, forcing Scott County to use another timeout as the Panthers lead at 14-7, under 5 to play. Micken on the near side wing, dribbles behind her back. Or I beg your pardon, that was Ayers. Ayers over to Micken. at the wing. Mickens forced to dribble back to the center court stripe by Thomas. He'll swing it around the perimeter. Now a pass from the baseline to the mid block, and the turnaround shot try from Miller is no good, but she was fouled in the act of shooting. .447 on the clock. Miller spins the ball into her right hand, takes a couple of dribbles. The shot is off the back iron, no good. South Iron, their last district title was 2011. Coach Graves was not coaching. Their district titles before that, late 80s, early 90s. Coach Graves trying to get further than any South Iron team has been in that many years. Second free throw is good from from Dara Miller. And now three different players have scored for South Iron. Scott County with the ball from our left side drive, and a nice bank shot from Tiffany Thomas on the run. She has her third and fourth points of the contest and pulls Scott County back within 6, 15-9, 4:20 to go in the second quarter. Ayers gets past the defender in the backcourt, dribbles all the way to the front court. No one picked her up. Right side layup is good. Ayers joins the scoring party as she has two in the game. 17-9 South Iron with their largest lead of the contest. Near side corner three, short by Briasia Jones. Rebound to South Iron, and Jada Brooks turns around and finds Micken, who will cross the timeline with a right-hand dribble. South Iron moving from left to right. Ayers at the volleyball attacking line to settle things down. South Iron in no rush with this 8-point lead. Wilfong, her pass to the mid block for Brooks was deflected away. A scramble for it. And I believe we have a tie-up call that will favor South Iron. Gregory and Hannah Alexander check back in for South Iron. South Iron to inbound it from the far sideline. Back on this right side is Alexander to Wilfong. Wilfong swings it around to her left for Ayers on the wing. Back to the near side wing for Wilfong. Soccer style pass cross court to Alexander. From the elbow, drives left side and puts one up over the defender right off the square behind the bucket. And it's now 19-9 as Hannah Alexander off the bench has two. 10-point lead for the Panthers. Thomas lobs a pass to the near side corner for Jones. Cross-court pass along the baseline to Samantha Coffey. Great find from Jones. Coffey got fouled in the act of shooting, missed the shot, so she'll go to the charity stripe for two. First free throw is up and through for Coffey. Hannah Bode will come back into the game for the Bravettes. Getting a breather is Jones. Second free throw up and through for Coffey. Three different scores for the Bravettes. They trail 19-11 under three to play. Bounce pass from the back to the front to Brooks from Ayers. Ayers will settle things down now at the volleyball attacking line over to her left for Alexander to Wilfong. Wilfong near side for Ayers. Ayers baseline drive up and under with the right hand. No good, but a foul. Picking up the foul was Haley Kessler. That is her first. The scores table flashed up the wrong number for a second. First free throw up and through for Michaela Ayers. Ayers likes to dribble the ball into a 7 to 9 foot jumper in the paint. That's where she gets most of her points from. Second free throw touched every bit of the paint and then it came down off the hands of Allie Wilfong. And Ayers goes 1 of 2 from the line. Scott County with the ball, trailing by 9, moving from right to left. Thomas dribbles to the right side of the lane, dribbles off of her foot, loose ball, scramble for it. It is Tucker that gets away, gets it back, and then finds Janisha Daniel from the low block who can't finish the shot. Rebound for South Iron, 2:17 to go. Micken, near side wing, 3-point try, off the mark. Long rebound into the corner for Coffey. Bravettes, another chance to reduce this 9-point deficit. Tucker driving right into the body of Alexander, who will pick up the foul. That'll be Alexander's first foul. The 5'4" junior. Often coming in off the bench for Graves this season. Scott County with the inbound. Janisha Daniel with a bounce pass from just inside the perimeter to Coffey. Coffey back out to the corner for Kessler. Her 3-point try is too strong. And South Iron has the rebound. Micken dribbling with the left hand, crosses the timeline, pulls it back out to Ayers. Under two to play in this first half. A bounce pass to Micken. And Micken fouled from behind by Haley Kessler. Breasia Jones back into the game. She'll come in for Kessler, who picked up her second foul. Seven team fouls for Scott County, only five for the Panthers. Front end of the 1-1, and Micken gets the friendly roll. Micken had all 11 points for South Iron in the first quarter. She's only contributed two. Make that three as she knocks down her third free throw of the second period. She has 14 in the game of the teams at 22, and South Iron leading 22-11. And a blocking foul. Alexander trying to stick with Tiffany Thomas. Stuck to her too much. Picks up her second foul in a matter of 60 seconds. Only the sixth team foul for the Panthers. Bode on the near sideline to inbound it to Thomas. Thomas tells Bode to go to the other side of the floor. Bounce pass, charity stripe for Daniel. Daniel off the dribble to the wing, and Jones is called for the travel. 87 seconds left in this second quarter. 22-11, South Iron has looked good so far. A few turnovers to begin, midway through the first quarter, I should say, but since then, it's been South Iron controlling the pace of this contest. Brooks for South Iron has the ball in the front court, delivers a pass to her left for Wilfong, who goes to her right for Ayers. Ayers driving on at Thomas, turned her back into her, found Micken on the wing. Micken down low to Brooks. Brooks dribbles between three players, trying to put up a shot, lost control of the ball, and on the loose ball, chased down from Jada Brooks. She falls on top of a central player and gets called for her second foul. 107 to play in this first half. That is the seventh team foul for South Iron, which means a 1-1 situation for Breasia Jones. First one up and through. She'll get a second try. Four different players have scored for Scott County. And unable to connect on the second free throw was Jones. And with 60 seconds left in this first half, it's 22-12 South Iron. Their largest lead has been 11. Ayers swings it left side wing for Wilfong as South Iron goes from left to right. Cross-court pass back to the near side. Back around the horn, left wing for Wilfong. Dribbles out of it to Ayers, top of the key. Back to Wilfong. Wilfong to Micken. A lot of moving along the perimeter. Micken, lob pass to the baseline for Ayers. Bounce pass to Brooks down low. What do we have here? We have a whistle. Is it a foul or a travel? We're going to have a foul called. It's going to go against Scott County. And it's going to be against number zero, Samantha Coffey. That is her second foul. Team's eight. Still a 1-1 situation. Brooks, free throw, good. Five different players have scored for the Panthers, quite different from the first quarter when Micken scored all 11. Second free throw from Brooks rolls off the rim and into the hands of Scott County. Breasia Jones, the righty, with a right hip pass to her left for Thomas. Trinity Thomas to the near side for Bode. Not looking for the shot. Bounce pass to the low left block for Coffey. Coffey's turnaround shot from 3 feet is no good, but she will toe the line for two after the foul going against Jada Brooks, and that is her third personal foul. She's going to have to take a seat the rest of this contest, or the rest of this half, I should say, with 24 seconds left in the period. First free throw is short from Coffey, and here comes Hannah Alexander to replace Brooks, who will take a seat right next to Coach Graves. Coach Graves promptly gets up, squats in front of the bench. Second free throw, no good. Offensive board, Bode just threw up a shot with hands all in her face. Couldn't connect. Air ball, that as a matter of fact. She was only 3 feet away, but didn't really take a look at the rim. 10 seconds to go. South Iron with the ball. Near side wing three. Micken. No. Rebound. Still not picked up. Finally by Thomas. 3 seconds from coast to coast. Left-hand try from the left side. High off the glass. No good. Buzzer sounds. And that will end the first half. It was 11-7. South Iron leading after one period. They've extended that lead to 11. 23-12 is your score. We'll be back in 2 minutes to recap the first half scoring. Again, South Iron 23, Scott County 12. You're listening to the Class 1 State Quarterfinal on J98.
If you're a pro, you know this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. Pros also know there's a better way to save. From March 2nd through March 8th at Lowe's, pro customers can get 10% off their first in-store purchase with a new Lowe's business credit account. So hurry in and save big on the supplies pros use every day. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Offer subject to credit approval, $2,000 maximum discount, U.S. only.
We're out on the hill at Blackwell Motors in beautiful Bonterre, Missouri, standing alongside Dan Tinsley. Dan, you guys have been extremely busy this afternoon.
That's right, we have. I'm sitting in the car right now taking stickers out for a guy. I just sold a Mazda 3 to a young man.
I know.
25 years old. He said, I can't buy nothing. I said, really?
It's true. Bad credit, no credit here at Blackwell Motors. That does not matter, Dan.
No, and you know, he works down at U.S. Tool. Very nice young man. We did have to go get his driver's license. He forgot it. That's like me when I was 25. But I take care of the younger people, the older people. I don't care if you're rich, poor. It don't matter to me. We get the job done here at Blackwell Motors, and this kid's really, really happy. Didn't need his dad. He thought, man, I'm going to need my dad to co-sign. He didn't need him.
And this gentleman here, I'm assuming, and, of course, many of other people get nothing short but a great deal here at Blackwell Motors.
That's right. And you know what? He said, Dan, you treated me just like I was an adult. I said, you are an adult. He said, you're 25 years old. You got your job. He'd only been on there 10 months. But Mary got him done. And I am sitting inside a car right now.
Dan, we are inside of a car. But, you're inside of a car. I'm not inside of a car. But you have many of other cars here on the vehicle or on the lot. You have SUVs. You have trucks. You have everything. You name it.
We sure do. I tell you what, we have paper towels, so if you want to come down here and help me clean some windows, come on down. We'll save you some money. You'll have a great time buying a car from us.
There you have it. That is Dan Tinsley having a great time, as always, here at Blackwell Motors. Come on down. We'll be broadcasting on J98 until 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
13995. Do we have your attention? That's the price for a brand new LS XG3025 tractor with loader. Only $13,995 for a 25 horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick attach loader and skid steer quick attach bucket. Get your farm and home projects complete this spring with our favorite color blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredible price of $13,995. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give us a call at 573-756-4353.
I don't know what to tell you. Matt Greenwood for J98 here at Van Buren High School, home of the Bulldogs and also a host of the Class 1 State Quarterfinals. The score at the break, it is South Iron 23 and Scott County Central 12. Let's go ahead and run down your stats of the first half. Beginning with Scott County, Samantha Coffey with 2 points, all coming from the free throw line. Breasia Jones with 1 point, Trinity Thomas with 4, and Jonisha Daniel, the 5'11 junior, with 5. For South Iron, it was all Ashley Micken in the first quarter. She had all of the team's 11. She had a pretty quiet second quarter, just 3 free throws for a total of 14 points at the half. So Ashley Micken helping South Iron to this 11-point lead at the break. Michaela Ayers in the second quarter contributed three. Jada Brooks, same. Jada Brooks also picked up three personal fouls. We'll see how Coach Graves deals with that in the final 16 minutes. Dara Miller with one of two from the free throw line, and Hannah Alexander with one bucket, a two-pointer, off the bench. We'll step aside for another 2 minutes, and when we come back, we'll go ahead and talk about your keys to the second half. What can Scott County do to erase this 11-point deficit and move on to the state semis? It is up to South Iron whether or not they are moving on to the semifinals. Find out what keys are to the second half, and also second half action coming up in 2 minutes on J98.
We're up at the Hill at Blackwell Motors in beautiful Bonterre, Missouri, standing alongside Brian DeMint. Brian, when people come to Bonterre, it's nothing short of a great deal always.
Yeah, well, I mean, most of the people that I talk to that come in here are here because they like the selection. And they know that we're known for being easy to deal with as far as our financing department. If they've had some glitches in their credit or something, they don't have to worry about that up here because we're geared for it. We're tooled up with lenders that are ready and willing to step up and help people either get started or start over or wherever they're at in life. So, I mean, if you like a great selection and you like to save money, this is definitely the place to be. And right now you can get some free concert tickets for Glenn Templeton. He's going to be in town on the 15th of April. We got signed T-shirts, backstage passes, meet and greet passes. It's just a lot of good things going on up here. People saving money every day. I've delivered two cars today to a couple, and they're ecstatic. They're very happy with their buying experience. And yesterday, my truck customer took home a 55-inch flat-screen TV. So shout out to Charles DeClue, the lucky winner. He got his new work truck and a big-screen TV for his wife. So it's all good.
And folks who do come to Blackwell Motors know that that you guys have the lowest rates in town. They're going to get a great deal.
Yep. Every deal is pretty much custom built. So, I mean, there is no across-the-line deal for anybody. Everybody's got different circumstances, and we try and cater to wherever they're at.
Brian, we end our broadcast here at 4 p.m., but you guys remain open until 6 p.m. this evening, and then you start back up on Monday. So even when we get off air, you guys are still going to be here, you know, saving people money throughout 6 p.m. and then again on Monday as well.
We'll be here as long as people are still wanting to deal on cars. So we'll be here till at least 6 tonight.
There you have it. That is Brian DeMint. I am Corey Johnson. We are broadcasting at Blackwell Motors in Bonterre. Come on out and see us. Again, broadcasting until 4, but they are open until 6 p.m., if not later, and they'll be back open on Monday. Come on out here to Blackwell Motors again in Bonterre.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Matt Greenwood at Van Buren High School, home of the Bulldogs and host of the Class 1 state quarterfinal round. On J98, it is South Iron 23, Scott County 12 at the break. For Scott County Central, got to limit the turnovers. Too many turnovers, not enough shots coming for the Bravettes. It is allowing South Iron to get a couple of transition buckets. The transition game hasn't been a huge factor. Most of it's been the half court set, but South Iron is a very patient team, and because they built up such a strong lead after the first quarter using the steals and the transition game, that is why they were able to build this lead, get into the half court set, take 30, 40 seconds off the clock, look for the shot that they wanted. And when they did, they were able to knock most of them down. Now, Scott County did play some good defense towards the end of the first quarter. And early on in the second quarter, they're going to need a lot more of that hustle from everyone, including the guards Coffee and Jones and Thomas. Those are the three guards that are going to have to slow it down, this South Iron squad. One thing to think about is Jada Brooks, the freshman for South Iron. Three personal fouls. She picked up her third personal with 24 seconds left in the first half. How does Coach Graves deal with that? For Scott County, you're just going to start knocking down more shots too. The Bravettes have not been very good from the field, and that is why they're in the hole that they are, down 23-12 as we get set to start this second half. We'll step aside for one more minute when we come back. Third and fourth quarter action. Can South Iron hang on and move on to the Class 1 state semis. Find out next on J98.
We're talking with Dan from Blackwell Motors in Farmington. Dan, you have a lot of great deals going on today.
Well, we sure do, and I guess we've got a ball game coming up, too. Good luck to all the ball players around this area. Man, a bunch of them lost last night, but good luck to the Potosi girls, too, to keep going forward. Folks, if you need a vehicle, come on over to Blackwell Motors. We've got some great deals going on right now. We got tax money incentives going on. We have 90 days, same as cash. We have a deal, too, where if you know what you're getting back on your tax money, you can pledge $500 or $1,000, whatever you want to, and bring it in a couple of weeks when you get your money. No other dealership around this area or in the St. Louis area is doing that I know of. So come in and see us, Blackwell Motors. You'll get a great deal and get a good price and best customer care ever right here in Von Terre, Missouri. Come see us.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Haley Kessler opens up the scoring for Scott County in this third quarter. Knocked down a long range three from the near side wing as Scott County moving from left to right in this second half, from our left to right. And now they trail 23-15. South Iron with the ball from right to left on the far side wing. It is Miller. Miller off one dribble, picked it up. Back to Ayers, top of the key, a 2-3 zone. Shifting from side to side for Scott County. Off the dribble, Miller, cross-court pass just inside the perimeter for Ayers. Dribbles to the paint. Skipped a pass at the feet of Jada Brooks, or beg your pardon, to Miller. And then Miller was chopped from behind. And let's see who the foul is going to be against. It is going to go against Samantha Coffey. That is her third. It was on the shot, so Miller will head to the line for two. First one rolls off the front lip and the back iron and out to the left. Hannah Bode coming into the game up for Coffey. Coach Limbaugh having his hand forced with Coffey, his leading scorer at 13.2 points a game this season. But she has three personals, and he's going to need her for the stretch run. Second free throw from Dara Miller is good. She has 2 points in the game, and Scott County trailing 24-15 with the ball on the near side corner as they go from left to right. Daniel dribbles out of that corner to Thomas, and then Thomas, she traveled. She grinned about it. She knew it right away as she tried to split a double at the charity stripe, and it is now Panther basketball. Will Fong with a one-hand pass to Nicken in the backcourt. Back over to Will Fong. Will Fong to Brooks as they cross the timeline with the pass. Over to Nicken on the far sideline. Dribbles out of it to Ayers. Ayers, right hip pass to her left for Will Fong. Will Fong's entry pass to the post for Miller is stolen by Kessler. Scott County the other way. Top of the key, Thomas. Left-hand pass to Kessler on the near side wing, over to Daniel. Daniel turns around from the mid-block. That's about a six-footer, and Daniel puts it home. Scott County has outscored South Iron 5-1 in this third frame. It's 24-17. South Iron's 11-point lead down to 7. Miller left wide open for a 10-footer. It's a little too long. The long rebound to Ayers. Ayers to Micken. Micken tried to bank it home, but missed it. Will Fong for the offensive board. The putback try, no good. And a shoulder thrown by Janisha Daniel. Question is, was it on her or Brazia Jones, who also reached in? It will go against Thomas. I beg your pardon. It will go against Daniel. That's her second. Free throw from Will Fong, short. Big spin of the ball for Will Fong before the second try, and that one is up and through. And it's 25-17 South Iron. Scott County in there all white with blue numbers and letters and an orange trim. They turn it over. Thomas threw it right into the hands of Brooks. Brooks gets it quickly to Miller. Miller crosses the timeline in the front court all the way to the bucket, but missed the right-hand layup. A few groans from the South Iron faithful. Janisha Daniel the other way. Bounce pass to the wing. Three-point try. Off the mark, Kessler. And an over-the-back foul is going to be called on Hannah Bode as she fouled at Dara Miller really hard. And Miller is slow to get up. Looks like she's holding her left wrist. And that cannot be a good sign for Coach Graves and the Panthers. She'll take a seat right next to the trainer. It's her left elbow she's grabbing. She did take a pretty hard spill, did Miller. So after that foul, that's two team fouls for Scott County. South Iron has the ball, and Will Fong will be called for a carry. She was stuck between dribbling and passing, and she dribbled incorrectly, illegally. 5:12 to go in this third quarter. Scott County, how do they find their way back into this one? It's going to have to come from making open shots. They haven't had very many in this game so far. Here's Bode on the near side block. Spun right underneath Brooks, who was careful not to pick up her fourth foul, but maybe a little too careful, as Hannah Bode is on the score sheet. And Wilfong, her pass to Ayers, nearly stolen by Kessler as she knocked it out of bounds at the midcourt stripe on the near side. Scott County only down by six. South Iron has already surpassed the mark that Delta got. Delta got 24 against Scott County in the sectional. Here's Brooks on the right side of the bucket. Foul by Janisha Daniel. Crowd didn't like it, at least those rooting for the Bravettes. And it will be Brooks to the free throw line. Coach Limbaugh trying to explain to the official that her player slid under Brooks legally. Referee turned his back on him. Free throw good from Jada Brooks. .441 in this third quarter. Coach Graves, fourth-year head coach, trying to get this team to the semifinals. Second free throw no good from Brooks. 2-on-1 the other way for the Bravettes. Stopping, popping, and not dropping was Thomas. Rebound to the Panthers. Micken with a left-hand dribble across the timeline. Then behind her back as Thomas reached in for the steal. Gets it to Alexander on the near side wing to Will Fong in the corner. Off two dribbles, cross-court pass to Micken. Couldn't fire from long range. Instead, will dribble along that sideline. Finally picks it up and bounce pass to Wilfong. Back to Micken. Micken on off her left hip, not ready for a shot. Back up top to Wilfong. Swings it near side wing three, Alexander. That one is off to the left. And loose ball. Two Scott County teammates bumped into each other, fell into the hands of Micken, who missed a wide-open shot. 2-on-1 the other way. Right side of the bucket. Nice pass and assist from Jones. Bucket made by Haley Kessler. And Scott County down by five after trailing by 11 at the break. Ayers splits a double at the perimeter, gets to the paint, bounce pass to her right to Micken. Micken fouled on the shot. Michaela Ayers, one of those players for South Iron that loves to push the pace as much as she can. She hasn't really had a lot of chances to do so in this ball game because South Iron has decided they'd prefer the half-court set over the transition game as Micken knocks down the first of two free throws. All four of South Iron's points in this third quarter coming from the charity stripe. Can Micken make it five? She cannot. Off the front lip. Wilfong tips it out to Ayers along the perimeter on the near side wing. Dribbles between a double. Puts up the shot through contact. Off the window and in. Ayers has five in the game. South Iron back up by eight. The Bravettes quickly the other way. Thomas misses the left-hand layup from the left side. Rebound to Jones. Jones dribbles across the paint. Back to Thomas. Short eight-footer. High off the rim. And Wilfong comes down with it for South Iron. Cross-court pass into the front court pass for Micken. Micken has it near side wing. With a right-hand dribble, skips a pass along the perimeter to Ayers. Her little dump pass off the bounce, down low to Callie Miller. Oh, a bigger part of Paige Gregory. And Gregory converts the two-point try. 31-21, South Iron with a lead of 3 minutes left in this third quarter. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Thanks some of our sponsors, Brad Wooten Auto Body in Ironton, Fleegs Equipment in St. Genevieve and Ludington, by Unico Bank in Potosi, Deloge in Irondale, and by the Missouri Alliance Mutual in St. Genevieve and Perryville. Just to recap the district tournament for South Iron, they had to win Class 1 District 3, and they did that. by first off defeating St. Paul Lutheran 54-28. They followed up that victory with a 58-32 win over Viburnum, and they clinched the district, did South Iron, with a victory over Eminence 42-39. For Scott County, as they break the timeout, Scott County in their district, District 4, they had to defeat Couch. I beg your pardon, they defeated Couch in the sectional round. They defeated Delta in the sectional round. So Scott County, out of the timeout, has it in the front court, moving from left to right. Kessler up top to Thomas. Left hip pass back to Kessler. Thought about the three, instead tries to bounce it into the corner. Poked out of bounds by Dara Miller. 2:43 to play. Inbound from the far sideline to Thomas. Thomas top of the key with a left-hand dribble to the near side wing for Jones. Jones entry pass knocked away by Wilfong. Back in the hands of Jones. Skips a pass into the paint for Coffee. Coffee shot. No good at Dara Miller, who grabbed her left elbow earlier in this third quarter after taking a hard fall. And I beg your pardon, that's actually 32. That is Paige Grigory. Grigory was not hurt. It was Miller that was hurt, but Grigory picks up the foul. Free throw short by Coffey. Miller is back out there wearing the number 42. Second free throw coming. And a little hitch in the free throw try from Coffey, but it was effective there. She has 3 points. And off the inbound, Wilfong inside the paint in the backcourt, tried to lob pass to Ayers, well over her head, and out of bounds. A turnover that didn't need to be for South Iron. They're holding on to a 9-point lead, 31-22. Scott County with the ball, moving from left to right. Thomas over to the far wing for Jones. To Kessler, corner three, off the mark. South Iron will get the rebound along the baseline. Miller, left-hand dribble out of a double. Crosses the timeline back to the right. Half-court trap there. And reaching in, wrapping it up was Jones. Tie-up is called. Possession arrow favoring South Iron. Taking a seat is Allie Wilfong for the Panthers. To inbound it from the front. To the back is Grigory. To Ayers. Still a 2-3 zone for Scott County, but they gravitate towards the blocks. That's what they do on this 2-3 zone defense. Wrestling the ball away, Micken from the defenders puts up a crazy shot off the glass. The rebound came down to the Bravettes, and Haley Kessler was fouled. And that will go against Grigory. That is her fourth. Jada Brooks with 3 fouls for South Iron. Grigory with 4 fouls off the bench. 2 team fouls in the second half for South Iron. Corner 3. That one is nothing but net from Breasia Jones. Assist to Thomas. Defensive pressure picks up for Scott County. Broken in the back and Ayers in the front court now. Euro steps to her left. Left-hand layup try. No good. But the foul will go against the Bravettes. And Ayers heading back to the line for her third and fourth opportunities. Free throw up and through for Ayers. Ayers with 6 points so far in this contest. South Iron will set up 2 defenders in the backcourt as the second free throw goes up. And that one is also good from Ayers. And South Iron keeping their distance up 33-25 over the Bravettes. What can Scott County do here on this possession? They need some points to try to close out the final minute 20. They do get them right there from Breasia Jones off the dribble. Planted her feet, squared it away with the bucket, and knocks down her second 3 in consecutive possessions. And then we have a whistle off the inbound, a very early whistle, and a foul goes against Scott County. And Trinity Thomas picks up her 2nd. South Iron, their lead back down to 5, moving from right to left with 1:10 to go in this third quarter. Miller with Thomas all in her face. Miller crosses the timeline, trapped at the half court. Thomas just rips it away. left-hand drive, and off the glass, no good. Rebound there, Bode. Bode is fouled hard by Ayers, and Bode will go to the line for two. Ayers making sure there was no chance that Bode was going to convert that easy 5-foot two-point jumper. Timeout, Coach Graves. A 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 58.9 seconds to go in this third quarter. Scott County down 11 at the break, now trailing 33-28 with 1 minute to go. You're listening to J98.
When tragedy strikes, neighbors help neighbors. The Farmington Regional Chamber of Commerce is heading up a mission called Perryville Twister Relief. They're collecting gift cards for food, lodging, personal items, and daily needs at the Farmington Regional Chamber of Commerce. For additional information on how you can assist the victims of the tornado, call 573-756-3615 or email Laura at farmingtonregionalchamber.com. Regional Radio is proud to be a media partner in the Perryville Twister Relief.
Matt Greenwood back at Van Buren High School as South Iron and Scott County battling it out. Hannah Bode to the charity stripe. First free throw rolls off the rim. No good. As a team, Scott County just 47% at the line. Not good numbers, especially in a close game. Second free throw came through, but we're going to have a lane violation called on Coffee. So Bode's own teammate erases that free throw. Hannah Alexander checks out of the game. Wilfong back into it. Wilfong will position herself right next to the official for the inbound from the baseline. Under minutes of play, South Iron with the ball moving from right to left. Ayers, left-hand dribble crossing the timeline, left side of the floor. Dribbles back to the right side. Lob pass corner. Nicken pulls out of it to the wing. Back to Ayers, top of the circle. Over to Wilfong, near side wing. Right shoulder pass to Miller in the corner along the baseline. Miller dribbles all the way across the paint, kicks it out for a 15-footer from Ayers. Yes, yes, yes. There you go, Michaela Ayers. Beautiful stroke on that one. Under 30 seconds to go, 35-28. Top of the key, Jones to Kessler. Kessler about 30 feet out. To her left for Thomas. South Iron fans getting into this one. Corner drive from Jones in a hip check on Dara Miller. That'll be her second. Dara Miller, as mentioned earlier, took a hard spill early on in the third quarter. Came out grabbing her left elbow, but she's back in. She seems to be okay. On the inbound from underneath their own basket, Bode amongst the bigs had her shot stuffed. The ball got stuck between her hand and the hand of the defender for South Iron. A jump ball was called. Possession arrow favors Scott County. They'll try to set up again that same play, but South Iron cuts it off. And the inbound instead goes to Kessler on the far wing. Up top to Thomas. Back into the far corner, Jones. Another three? No, not this time. At the buzzer. Off the back iron, no good. Breasia Jones, though, had two threes in the third quarter to help Scott County pull within five at the time. South Iron will take a 7-point lead, 35-28. Eight more minutes to go. South Iron looking to get to the state, to the Class 1 state semifinals. Find out if they can do that next on J98.
With you one last time, up on the hill at Blackwell Motors in beautiful Bond Terre, Missouri, standing alongside Dan Tinsley. Well, sitting alongside Mr. Dan Tinsley. Dan, it's been a busy day for you guys here at Blackwell Motors.
It has been, man. I'm wore out. I tell you what, you seen me limp across a lot while ago. I'm 62 years old. My feet are wearing out. Sold about three or four cars today. Had a good time. And we're still open, folks, until 6 o'clock tonight. So if you need something, get on in here. You got the right radio station on the air right now. And you got the right car, guys. We can save you money, get you into a vehicle, make it affordable. And come and bring you in a wheelchair or something. Push me around on it. Maybe a skateboard. I don't care.
And, Dan, folks that do come in, whether they bring a wheelchair or not, they're going to get the lowest rates in town guaranteed.
Absolutely. You bring chocolate chip cookies, you're going to get a further discount.
And, Dan, the selection on the lot is unbelievable. SUVs, trucks, cars, you name it, they have it here at Blackwell.
And you know what I've sold each? Only thing I didn't sell today was a minivan. I sold a truck, I sold an SUV to some folks, and a young man, 25 years old, just left in a Mazda 3.
And there's still time. You guys have you have 3 hours left.
Will you shut up? I mean, we're going to have people here anyway. Come on in. You need something, we'll get it done for you.
That is Dan Tinslam, Corey Johnson. We wrap up our broadcast here on a Kickin' Country J98 The Boot. And as always, if you need a pre-owned vehicle and you want to get the lowest rates in town, you know where to go. That's Blackwell Motors in Bon Terre, Missouri.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
Seconds into this fourth quarter, Scott County and South Iron trading baskets. It was Ayers for the Panthers with 2 points off of a tough shot through contact from 3 feet out. And then Scott County countered one with Samantha Coffey, also through contact high off the glass and in. And then a foul picked up in the backcourt, the 17th foul for Scott County. It's Ayers to the charity stripe. She knocks down the first one. And she has come alive since not putting up any points in the first quarter. Ayers knocks down her second free throw. She is 5 of 6 from the line and has 13 in the game. 39-30 South Iron, 7:20 to play in this fourth quarter. Scott County moving from left to right. Thomas situated on the near side to Breja Jones. Sidesteps Brooks, misses a right-hand layup. Therefore, the putback try. Daniel off the window and in. 7-point lead for South Iron. Ayers out of control, lost the ball. Picked up the loose ball after she kicked it into her left hand, and the official, way behind the play, saw the kick of the ball with the right foot by Ayers. Good call, official. Turnover, South Iron. Under 7 to play. Scott County down by 11 at the break, down by 7 at the end of 3, and Tiffany Thomas loses her focus, or Trinity Thomas, I should say, lost her focus, lost the ball. Ayers 2-on-1, flips it over to Wilfong on that far right block, and Wilfong flips it up and in. Wilfong with her first 2 points of the contest. Daniel, baseline jumper, no good. Over the back is going to be called on Trinity Thomas. And that's going to be her third personal. Team's 8th, and South Iron stays in the 1-1 situation. Micken will put her right foot out in front of her left. Micken 11 first quarter points. In case you're just joining us, that's how many points South Iron as a team scored. Micken misses a free throw, and the rebound to Kessler for the Rebels, for the Bravettes. Shows you where my mind is today. Top of the key, Kessler. Back across for Jones. Jones made it tough for her teammate, Coffey. She bounced the pass in between a triple team. Coffey was actually fouled. So not a bad decision for Jones after all. That is Dara Miller's third personal. Team's a 5th. Off the inbound, Wilfong steals it away from Janisha Daniel and flips it over to Ayers. Ayers at the volleyball attacking line, about 35 feet away from the bucket, to Micken on the near side. Still across that line, Micken to Miller, back to Micken on the wing. She'll pull it back up, right-hand pass over to Miller. Into the corner for Ayers, off the drive. Nice drive from Ayers from the baseline over Janisha Daniel into the basket. And Michaela Ayers has caught fire in the second half, and South Iron back up 43-32 with 5:52 to play in this final frame. We'll go ahead and keep it here and thank some of our sponsors. New Era Bank in Farmington. State Farm agent Eric Schweiss of Farmington. Coles Tractor and Equipment in Farmington. And Mineral Area College in Park Hills. So the winner of this contest will reach the final four of the Class 1 state tournament. And they will play Mercer, who defeated Jefferson last night, 53-36. Mercer is now penciled in to the final four in Class 1. Mercer 29 wins, one loss this year. Pretty spectacular. So it's going to be a tough test for either side whenever this game comes to a conclusion. The other quarterfinal matchups going on, Walnut Grove and Leeton, that's going on right now, as well as Prairie Home and Green City later on this evening. So we'll have those results for you later on as well. Out of the timeout, Scott County has the ball, dribbling across the charity stripe. Daniel left bounce pass to Jones on the wing. Back up top to Thomas. Thomas has it. Left hip pass to Jones. Threads the needle down low to Coffey. Her turnaround shot blocked by Jada Brooks, but no, the body contact on Brooks. And that will be her fourth personal. So the bigs for South Iron, Jada Brooks and Dara Miller, with seven fouls between them as the free throw is short from Coffey. Brooks with four, Miller with three. Again, Scott County, a 47% free throw shooting team. Second one goes up and through for Coffey. Not ideal whenever a game is really close late on. Right now it's a 10-point edge for South Iron, under 5:20 to go. They'll try to hold on. Micken on the crossover, hands it off to Ayers at the top of the key. They do another crossover on the far wing to Miller. Miller spins her way in the paint and created separation off of Kessler and banked it home. Dara Miller with four. Scott County's got to hurry. Down by a dozen with under five to play. Near side wing, it's Kessler. Lob pass to Daniel in the corner, knocked away by Micken. It will stay Scott County basketball. Paige Grigory checking back into the game for Jada Brooks. Off the inbound from the corner to Thomas. Back up top to Breasia Jones. Back to Thomas on the near side wing. Dribbles out of it to the volleyball attacking line. Left-hand pass into the corner for Kessler. Three-point try off the back iron. Long rebound to the near side for Thomas. She'll put it up and in. Wow, what a shot from Thomas. That was a high floater. Looked like she got hit right around the chin. Still made it. And we'll go to the charity stripe for an and-one opportunity. That's probably the best play that we've seen from Scott County so far this afternoon. Free throw off to the right, missed everything. Goes out of bounds, South Iron basketball. Double-digit lead for the Panthers, 45-35. It's their game to lose with 4.5 to play. Ayers off the bounce to Micken from the wing, allowed to dribble all the way to the paint. Her shot is blocked by Coffey. Coffey leading the two-on-one charge. Bounce pass to her left for Thomas, who finishes it. Thomas with eight. Back within eight is Scott County. Winner to play Mercer in the final four. Ayers spins into her defender. Thomas strips her. Thomas leading the two-on-one. Takes it herself high off the glass. No good. Breasia Jones with the offensive board, and she is fouled by Michaela Ayers. Ayers, just a freshman, showed there on that play. She tried to take on a Thomas girl that has proven to be a good one-on-one defender for Scott County. Timeout is going to be called. We'll take it with him. 4:02 left in this fourth quarter. 45-37, South Iron trying to create a date with Mercer in the state semifinals in Class 1. We'll have more coverage coming up next on J98.
The Monster Energy Supercross 2017 season is here. On race day, preparation turns into determination, and the world's greatest riders give it everything they've got.
It's all about going to battle, you know, for you. You know, you're the guy that lays it on the line.
I want to see all that heart you got. Here comes a gate drop.
Get tickets at participating Yamaha dealers and at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply. Monster Energy Supercross, coming to the Dome at America Center April 1st.
Matt Greenwood for J98 at Van Buren High School, home of the Bulldogs and host to the Class 1 state quarterfinal round. South Iron Lady Panthers led it 23-12 at the half. They have seen that lead reduced to 45-37, just an 8-point margin with still plenty of time for Scott County to get back into this game with 4:02 left on the clock. That's all that Scott County has in their season to try to keep it going on. Breasia Jones out of the timeout. Makes one of two free throws, or makes the first of two tries. 18 fouls apiece. Second free throw up and through for Jones. Only 47% as a team from the free throw line is Scott County. Jones at 41%. She was 2 of 2 there. That's all that mattered. Down by 6, Scott County. South Iron with the ball, moving from right to left. At the low block is Micken. Had a shot, passed it up with 3:45 to play. South Iron. Can they answer the two free throws from Jones? Miller, far wing. Picked up her dribble. Up top to Ayers. Nearly stolen by Thomas. Now 5-on-4 for South Iron. And Ayers drives from the right side of the lane. Euro steps to her left and puts it up with the right hand off the glass and in. Michaela Ayers. Silky smooth right there. Three-point try from Scott County. No good. Fight for the rebound. Three players hit the deck. 2 Panthers, 1 Bravette. We have a tie-up called. Possession arrow favoring Scott County. I believe I've been saying it wrong this whole time. Callie Miller is actually number 32. She's 33 on the roster Coach Graves gave us, but she's also 5'9", is Miller, and Gregory's only 5'5". That looks like a 5'9 player. So Scott County, with that extra possession off the tie-up, has a pass deflected out of bounds. On the near corner, it will go out and be South Iron basketball. Coach Limbaugh wanted a foul on the Panthers. Didn't get the call. As we approach the three-minute mark, 47-39, Ayers gets a screen from Micken at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Miller. Miller, middle of the floor. Hands it off to Ayers. Ayers will pull it back towards the midcourt stripe. Turns her back into Thomas. Thomas has already picked her pocket twice, and that's a third time. Thomas on the run. Lost control of it. Forced up a shot. No good. Fight for the rebound. It goes all the way around to the baseline. Still on the floor. A time is going to be called, and that will be South Iron basketball. Trinity Thomas. Maybe 5,000-6,000 in this game. A lot of them just picking the pocket of Ayers. And Thomas is only a sophomore. Coach Limbaugh has a great one-on-one defender for the next 2 years. 2.5 to play. 47-39 South Iron. Screen for Miller. Ayers goes around it. Lost her dribble. Wilfong picked up the loose ball. Her shot from 10 feet, no good. Johnisha Daniel the other way for Scott County. Hard off the glass. Got her own rebound. And then landed, and so here we go. So Daniel got her own rebound, got fouled, and she tripped over someone's feet and then landed on the leg of Ashley Micken. Micken went tumbling backwards. That did not look pretty, I will say that. Anytime you get straight-legged, and someone comes and falls on your knee, that is not good. We'll see if she can stay in this game. She's a pretty tough cookie, as the free throw is good from Janisha Daniel. Micken trying to stretch out that left leg. Second free throw up and off the back iron. Rebound to Miller. 7-point game, South Iron. With the lead, dribbling behind the back. Miller still in the backcourt, now to the front. Draws three defenders, dumps it off to Ayers. Left side drive, left-hand layup, no good. But a foul is going to be committed by Haley Kessler. And that is Kessler's fourth personal. Ayers will toe the line once more. 5 of 6 from the free throw line in the second half. Make that 5 of 7. 17 points for Michaela Ayers in this contest. She is third on the team, averaging 9.4 a game. Second free throw rolls off the right side of the rim, and Scott County has a chance to pull within 5 with a made bucket here. 3-point try coming, and Kessler is short off the front rim. Micken will try to chase down the rebound. Instead, beating her to it was Coffey. Coffey along the baseline, bounce pass to the wing for Jones. Jones tried to dribble into the paint, and then Miller poked it away. Miller, bounce pass to Ayers in the front court to our left. We are in the stands, second row from the top. Dribbling along the midcourt stripe is Micken, and a reach-in foul is going to be called on Samantha Coffey. That'll be her fourth, team's at 10th, and this one is going to start coming down to free throws, at least for South Iron. South Iron, a pretty good team. Shooting from the free throw line, Micken on the year, an 84% free throw shooter. That one takes two revolutions around the rim and finally falls through for Micken. She was trying to will that one in. Second free throw up and through for Ashley Micken. Two big free throws from the junior guard. Scott County down by nine. Lob pass into the corner by Thomas. Stolen by Ayers. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on Trinity Thomas. And that is going to be her fifth foul. Or are they going to change the foul? So what happens is coaches will bring someone to the game to keep track of player fouls. Sometimes their number of fouls is different from what the scores table has. I think that was the delay for about 10 seconds right there as Coach Limbaugh for Scott County has his hands on his hips. But there's no doubt about it. That was five fouls on Thomas as Ayers knocks down the free throw. South Iron can start to sense the win here. Ayers, second free throw off the back iron, no good, 50-40. Minute 18 to play. Top of the key, Daniel to the near side wing for Kessler. Two bounces, try to get it back to Daniel in the corner, stolen by Ayers. Just a shade under three, steals a game for Michaela Ayers. That's her second one of the contest. She gets it to Micken. Micken dribbling around, trying to force Scott County to foul her. She's just being chased by Coffey on the right side of the floor. At the sideline, back over with a left-hand dribble across the midcourt stripe, just going in an arc around the perimeter. And finally, someone catches up to her, reached in, got called for the foul. And if that's Coffey, I believe that's her fifth. It is. It's on Coffey. And that is her fifth personal foul. And the freshman guard will be forced to leave this contest. Natalie Hubbard will check into the game for her. So two of Scott County's Bravettes have fouled out. Micken with an automatic two free throws with Scott County being over the 10 foul limit. Free throw is up and through. Second free throw rolls off the front lip, off the back iron, and through for Micken. I'll have an interesting stat for you after this possession for Scott County with 45 seconds to go. On the near side wing, dribbling between a couple of defenders, putting up the shot, Kessler no good. Janisha Daniel there for the offensive board. The putback try is too strong. Another offensive try for Kessler. She turns around along the baseline, misses from 3 feet, and then a reach-in foul going to be called on Scott County. Jada Brooks was fouled from behind. So Ashley Micken as that is number five on Janisha Daniel. The junior forward will have to take a seat, and Coach Limbaugh is down to just six available players. Brooks to the free throw line. Now Ashley Micken had 11 points in the first quarter. That was all South Iron scored in the first quarter. Micken ever since, she has put up 8 points, all from the free throw line. Brooks misses free throw number one. They haven't really needed to use Micken and her scoring ability from the floor because Michaela Ayers has stepped up with a huge game. Jada Brooks knocks home the second free throw. 25 seconds to go. 53-40, South Iron with the lead. Hubbard down low to Meeker. Meeker fouled on the turnaround 5-foot floater, and she'll head to the line. arrives from the South Iron faithful as Jada Brooks is about to come out of this ball game, and Callie Miller will come in instead and set up on the near side low block for the rebound if Kessler is to miss. Free throw up and through. She'll get another one. 10 team fouls apiece. A couple of dribbles in the quiet gym. Free throw off the mark. Offensive board. Bode puts it back up from the baseline. No good from 3 feet. Rebound. Callie Miller gets it to Micken. 13 seconds to go. 53-41. Scott County will back up. The South Iron faithful will stand up. And Micken will secure the ball right at midcourt. 2 seconds, 1 second, and South Iron is moving on to the Class 1 state semifinals. They defeat Scott County 53-41 as they hug each other at the Bulldog logo at center court. And Coach Graves gets South Iron's first district title since 2011. And now is making it even more difficult for future coaches to surpass this historical mark for the Lady Panthers. They are moving on to the Final Four in Class 1. What a performance from Michaela Ayers in the second, third, and fourth quarter, especially the second half for Ayers. Ashley Micken got things off on the right foot for South Iron, scoring all 11 in the first quarter. They used that to their advantage. They win this one 53-41. Scott County's season comes to an end, but don't fret for them because Matt Limbaugh, in his fifth year as a head coach, he's got all of his players coming back, and he might be able to add a couple here and there as well. Great effort, Scott County, but they fall short, and it's the South Iron Panthers. It's their day today. They are moving on to the Class 1 state semifinals. We'll wrap it up with coach interviews. We'll try to get Coach Graves for South Iron and Matt Limbaugh of the Scott County Central Bravettes. That's up next on your postgame show. Final score again, South Iron 53 and Scott County 41.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
We're talking with Dan from Blackwell Motors in Farmington. And Dan, it's tax season, so people have that extra money.
They do, and I tell you what, we've been selling the fire out of cars. Last weekend was just nuts. I'd sold three before noon today. I sold two this morning, sold another one this afternoon. Everybody's selling cars, and people are getting great deals. They said, man, we couldn't even get approved. We were down here, or we were up in the city, or wherever they might have been, and all of a sudden they said, we got a car, we got it at a good payment, and it was done today right here at Blackwell Motors. Get top dollar for your trade-in, good customer care after the sale, and the selection is never better right here at Blackwell Motors. Over 500 units in stock, and we can get one in your driveway today. Come see us.
Blackwell Motors, customer care beyond compare at Blackwell Motors.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. Pros also know there's a better way to save money. Right now at Lowe's, pro customers can save 30% on Hitachi pneumatic nails and staples. So at Lowe's, save 30% on the supplies pros use every day, which is a better way to do business. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Valid February 27th to March 5th, U.S. only.
$13,995. Do we have your attention? That's the price for a brand new LS XG 3025 tractor with loader. Only $13,995 for a 25 horsepower diesel engine tractor with quick attach loader and skid steer quick attach bucket. Get your farm and home projects complete this spring with our favorite color blue, the LS Tractor Blue, at the incredible price of $13,995. Come see us at Cole's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give us a call at 573-756-4353.
Matt Greenwood for J98. You just heard the South Iron Lady Panthers marching on to the Class 1 state semifinal round with an impressive 53-41 victory over the Scott County Central Bravettes. What a performance from Michaela Ayers and Ashley Micken leading the charge, both of them for the Panthers. Micken in tears right now. She's so happy. She led the team with 19. She got off on the right foot, you could say, with 11 first quarter points of the team's 11 first quarter points. She contributes 8 free throws in addition to those 11 for a total of 19 points. Michaela Ayers with 18 points, including 15 coming in the second half. Allie Wilfong, they didn't need her offense really. She contributed 3 points. She does a lot of distributing on the floor for South Iron. She ends up with 3. Jada Brooks with 5. Dara Miller with 4. Hannah Alexander with 2. And Callie Miller with 2 points as well for a total of 53. For Scott County Central, the Bravettes wrap up their season 16 wins, 12 losses. Samantha Coffey had 6. Briasia Jones with 9. Trinity Thomas with 8. Haley Kessler with 6. Janisha Daniel leading all Bravettes with 10 points. And Hannah Bode off the bench had 2 points for a total of 41, which was not enough to get the win. We've got Coach Graves walking up the stands right now. He is going to go ahead and join us on our post-game show. Coach Graves in his 4th year with the South Iron Panthers. And he'll grab the headset from me and sit over to my right. All right, Coach, you can breathe a sigh of relief that you got the win here. And Ashley Micken, you couldn't have asked for a better start. 11 first quarter points, all of the team's 11 in the first quarter. And then Michaela Ayers, just a freshman, but, you know, she doesn't play like a freshman. She hasn't all season. 18 points, 15 in the second half. Talk about their performance.
Oh, my goodness. You know, Ashley, you know, that's what, you know, Ashley's a special player. You know, I told you before the game, you know, she's the pillar of our offense, and, you know, she showed it tonight. She showed us that she came to play and came to win and kind of set the tone for us early, which we needed her to do. You know, our underclassmen were a little bit nervous, and, you know, we needed her to step up and make some shots. And, of course, throughout the game, Michaela did a really good job. She settled down, started doing what she does best and, you know, slashing to the bucket and getting to the rim. And, you know, and then we hit her free throws down the stretch. And so, you know, that's, you know, what more could you ask for? It wasn't a pretty win, but we'll take it.
Well, certainly Trinity Thomas doesn't make anything look pretty. Her defense was spectacular. She even picked the pocket of Ayers at least 3 or 4 times. Did you ever worry at some point in the game that maybe Ayers was losing a little confidence in her ability to dribble around Thomas?
Oh, I wouldn't say she was losing her confidence, but, you know, we did pull her out a couple times and try to settle her down and just say, look, you know, she's quick. You know, you got to be careful with the basketball. You know, Michaela's trying to do her spin move, and, you know, Thomas girl obviously has seen that a few times, and that's where she would get her. And so, you know, we just made some adjustments there, told Michaela to, you know, keep the Thomas girl in front of her, don't turn her back to her, and, you know, and it paid off for us down the stretch.
I thought something you did really well was when Jada Brooks picked up her 3rd personal in the first half, you started her in the second half. She did a really good job of not picking up that 4th early on. And then Dara Miller got into some foul trouble as well. And I thought you did a really good job of just working in Hannah Alexander. And I believe that was Callie Miller that was coming into the game as well. You did a really good job of giving them rest and still being able to be effective on offense.
Yeah, you know, when you get tired, that's when you start making poor decisions. So we just put them out there for 2 or 3 minutes and then get them a minute or 2 break, you know, where they can get refreshed. And, you know, get back out there with a little bit better focus. And so, and we really trust our bench. You know, we got some girls on the bench that can come in there and give us some valuable minutes. And sometimes they score and sometimes they don't. But we can trust them to, you know, defend and rebound and take care of the basketball on the offensive end. And if that's all they do, that's something that we need. We need to be able to give our starters a break.
You don't take a lot of shots from long range. If you do, it's usually Ashley Micken. You like to work your way in the paint, along the paint, along the charity stripe, along the side of the lanes. That's where you get most of your offense. Do you feel like maybe as you move on, and you know you're 2 wins away from a state championship, do you feel like you're going to need that 3-point game to step up a little bit?
Well, you know, no, not really, because we haven't really needed it or relied on it all year long. You know, that, you know, you can't make something be there that's not there. You know, we obviously would like to be able to shoot the three a little bit better than we do, but at this point in the season, we're not going to change anything that we've been doing. We're just going to, you know, try to polish up and be the best version of ourselves that we can be going up to Columbia and, you know, give whoever we play up there our best shot.
Well, Coach, we know who you're going to play. It is Mercer.
They
beat Jefferson 53-36 last night. And so they're 29 wins and one loss compared to your 23-5. Have you seen anything from Mercer?
I haven't. No, I haven't. Been watching them all year long. You know, as a coach, you, if you feel like you got a shot, you kind of just keep an eye on the teams that you need to be, who you think you might be seeing. And so we've been kind of watching their scores and you know, seeing what we could learn about them, but I have not seen them yet.
You did something for the first time this afternoon, and that was get to the state semifinals. South Iron hadn't won a district title since 2011. You got that accomplished not too long ago. You breezed through your district. You had a tough game against Eminence in the final, and then a couch team, as you mentioned to us before the game, a team that really pressured you defensively. So all that going into the state semis, what are you looking forward to most for the next two games for you guys?
You know, just I really want our girls to be able to enjoy the experience. You know, they're going to be nervous, and you know, that type of environment up there. And, you know, we've had some girls go up and watch before, so they kind of know what to expect. But you know, as a player, it's just a whole other element to it. And so, you know, I hope we can go up there and you know, just compete. You know, that's what we want. We want to go up there and give whoever we play our best shot, and hopefully the girls can enjoy the experience and not get caught up in all the you know, just all the spotlight and everything else that goes with it.
Well, Coach, I know there's a lot of hard work ahead for you and your players, but congratulations on the win and good luck in Columbia.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, Coach Lawrence Graves joining us on the postgame show. It's his South Iron Panthers winning by a final score of 53-41 over Scott County, and they're headed to Columbia for the Final Four in the Class 1 state tournament. So, Coach Graves, gracious enough to join us this afternoon. Pleasure, Coach, as we shake hands and he goes back to celebrate with the team. We were hoping to get Matt Limbaugh for Scott County, but can you really blame him? He's probably in there consoling his players. That's where he needs to be. So we thank Coach Graves for joining us, Coach Limbaugh for talking to us earlier this week and this afternoon before the game. But that'll do it for us here at Van Buren High School. Thank you for spending your afternoon with me, Matt Greenwood, and back at the studio it was Kevin Cuse, and still is Kevin Cuse. Want to thank him for all his hard work back there, tweeting out scores and all that jazz. So a great afternoon, a great atmosphere. South Iron going to the Class 1 state semifinals with a 53-41 victory over Scott County. Coach Lawrence Graves, in his fourth year, is going to try to get that championship ring in Columbia. One more time, signing off from Van Buren High School, Matt Greenwood. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and please, always, stay tuned to J98 The Booth.